Shalom,
אנחנו לומדים. Hello, we're reading from Zohar for All. Excerpts about the evil inclination and the good inclination. You can watch our lesson at kab.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All. Excerpts about evil inclination and good inclination.
Well, we're all together, so go ahead.
Free providence in man, item 46. And Noah begot three sons. Those are the three providence in man. The providence of the soul, to be help for him in the work of his maker, which is called Shem, name. And the providence of lust and the evil inclination, which governs and warms the goof, the body, entrance iniquities, which is called Cham, and the providence of the good inclination, which governs man in abundance, and make his actions in Torah and in the fear of the Lord good, which is called Yefet, and that providence will lead man in the path of life. Necessity for the evil inclination. 57. The evil inclination is needed in the world like the rain is needed in the world. Without the evil inclination, there would be no joy of studying in the world. But then it will not be defiling as before to sin by it. My holy mountain is the heart, the place where the evil inclination dwells. A good heart is the structure of the body and the soul. This is why it is written, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart." For the heart is the core of everything. Two angels for a person. 170. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. There are two angels for a person, emissaries from above to unite with him, one to the right and one to the left. And they testify to a person, and they are present in everything he does. Their names are the good inclination and the evil inclination. 171. When a man comes to be purified and to exert in the mitzvot of the Torah, that good inclination that has become connected to him has already prevailed over the evil inclination and reconciled with it. And the evil inclination has become a servant to the good inclination. And when a person comes to be defiled, that evil inclination intensifies and overcomes the good inclination. When that person comes to be purified, he needs to overcome several intensifications. And when the good inclination prevails, his enemies too make peace with him. Since the evil inclination, which is his enemy, surrenders before the good inclination. When a person goes by the mitzvot of the Torah, his enemies make peace with him. Meaning the evil inclination and all who come from his side make peace with him. The governance of the evil inclination in the world. 111. When a person clings to the ways of Torah, he is loved above and loved below, and he becomes the Creator's loved one. He is loved by the Creator, and the Creator loves him. But when a person strays from the ways of Torah, the power of Koach divinity lessens, and she becomes his foe and enemy, and he becomes her enemy. Then that evil, the evil inclination, governs him until it slanders him in this world and in the next world.
Prior, we were in a lesson when we spoke of faith above reason, right? So what the impression we got from there, and the necessity to connect, which the Zohar requires of us, in order to evoke that light that we form, let's connect it together.
112. That wicked one, the evil inclination, governs the world in many ways and has much governance in the world. It is the tyrant serpent in which there is the sin of Adam Arishon, and the people of the world fail in him, throwing it at them until he takes their souls from them. 113. When the evil inclination governs the body, and since it governs the body, its soul departs it. Since because the body is defiled, the soul departs it. It does not rule taking out man's soul until it receives permission. Also, many are those who come from the side of the evil inclination and govern the world, and they govern all the deeds that were made in the world, which are made by seduction. And he has appointees and servants, all of them serving in the actions of the world, meaning seducing people to do evil deeds.
Are there any questions? What is it, Bensi?
I didn't understand the guidance about the reading the Zohar. In the first part, we really made a great effort in ascending, rising.
In what? What? Just thought. What? Am I bogged up with a thought? How am I? What am I doing? What? Some manipulations? What?
According to everything you asked us.
Well, what did we ask? How to cleave on to the upper one, right? And to the extent that disturbances are a good thing, that they assist us in that. And
now in the Zohar,
yes.
What is the form of the effort? I keep making the same effort, or it's like I put on classical music?
From that form, you're not separating ever. You need to always be in faith above reason. That is, accepting that everything that comes is from above, from the Creator, complete. And you must be in it, although all the disturbances that coming away from below, from your intellect and feel, called reason, your reason, and you can cleave on to the Creator, and the upper one, to integrate in him as an embryo in his mother's womb, only under the condition that you are opposing your reason. These are two levels. I'm cleaving up to the Elyon, the upper one. Specifically, thanks to the disturbances I've got in reason. You are a technical person. Here there are two levels. Here is reason. Let's say reason of the low one. Well, low one, it's not right. That's not good. Reason. That's above reason. Above reason. And this is reason. So here is the Elyon, the upper one, right? This is where I'd like to cleave on to. I'm here. Yes? I want to cleave on to the Elyon. What does that mean? Say that this is wholeness. Yeah, wholeness. Over what? I'm considering that as wholeness. Over having here reason. Reason here is lax. What else? Well, problems of all type, criticism for everything that happens with me. Well, say what else? Well, all kind of disturbances, in short, corporeal, spiritual, everything in order to draw me further down by the feet. Draw me down. Pull me down by the feet. And over that reason, over and above that reason, I must I must ascend and cleave on to above reason. So what is it you're asking about? This is the constant form. This is the constant form. This is I. This is I need to constantly feel. That although the entire world I see in my vessels of reception within my reason, according to my opinion, as people say, is all filled up with problems, stress, issues, hatred. I need to say what? What is it that I need to say? That this is the posterior of the upper one. And I need to cleave onto his face. Now, his face, I don't know, don't see it on anything. Rather, I'm asking of him to give me the opportunity or the ability to build the panim over the achoraim, over the posterior. So that should a certain light shine upon me from above.
As ani yuchal,
then I will be able to transcend above the achoraim posterior and build panim from them. Otherwise I won't have a reality. How do I build the spiritual reality? I'm only a dot. There's nothing more. It isn't given. All the rest I need to build. The Creator evoke a desire with no direction, no form, and develop the point in the heart. And from the point in the heart, we need to build the image of the Creator in us, called neshama, soul.
Why during action can't we feel that guidance? Let's say now you said something, and we've made such efforts.
It's not yet in you. There's no grip in that as yet. However, I can already talk about it. I even spoke yesterday with the ladies about it. I wanted to test it with them, and excellent, it's possible. Yes, Terence, Akoka would like to translate you.
I have a serious question, Rav.
I need to go to the mikveh, leib tefillim, and come here really like, what? Say, are you warning me?
On the one hand, we need to pray to the Creator, we need to hope that the light that the light will reform us. On the other hand, when I'm praying to the Creator, it indicates that there's something imperfect.
What does that mean, imperfect?
Because you say, and also Kabbalists are saying, that we need to play as if everything is always corrected, always perfect.
But I'm not lying to myself. I am between the two levels, my animalistic level that sees whatever it sees, the way mind and heart, within my mind and heart, the Creator depicts to me the world that seemingly I'm in, and that image is a horrible image. Day by day it's getting worse, and I'm above it, need to depict to myself, right? A different form or shape of the world. The good world, the nice world, the illuminated, complete world, where only the force of the Creator rules it. And I, over the bad world, I build above my reason the good world. What does that mean? By that I build a vessel of the soul. In the vessel of my soul, my broken soul's vessel, I see this world and myself. In the vessel where from this world I want to build the opposite, from posterior to anterior, I build the true world. And then it is considered that I'm in it, in this real world, above my reason. The force of me being there is called faith. Where is it coming from? Obviously by the light of the reforms. Well, that's it. I've drawn it for you like that to make it more visual. When a person is between reason and above reason, and then should try and constantly cleave on to the upper one.
When I'm asking from the Creator, doesn't it mean that I'm turning against the Creator?
No, why?
It is as if I'm saying that there's none else besides him. What he did is wrong.
On the contrary, I'm saying that all my reason, this egoistic reasoning, he made it. He created evil inclination, right? And above reason is when I want to enter his world, his reality. That too is him. And what's in me, all the discernments, all the things, that too, then the point in the heart that awakened me to cleave on to him, that's him too. Rather, out of these data now I need to make an effort. Is it me making an effort, or is the Creator wake everything in me, and then that machine start somehow spin, and it is considered that it make an effort? I don't know. That will be revealed to me later on. Rather, the judge has nothing more than his eyes can see. I feel it as my effort, then it's my effort. Later on, maybe it will be revealed as his. For the time being, I call it my effort, my work. Later on, I'll call it the work of the Lord and not mine. However, these efforts, me doing in abstraction, that is abstract for me, that abstracted that he is doing, this abstraction is assisting me. It assists me gaining or earning more correct the effort, as if I'm doing it, and that as if becomes mine, although he is the one acting, but the effort is on my part because of the abstraction. Well, what did you want to ask?
The reason. What is that reason? Everything that we perceive, everything I perceive is called reason, that?
My reason called that all that I have, yes. I don't know how to say it. All that my reality, in short. Yes. Maybe right. My reality. Yes.
So everything that I feel, everything that I think, want, everything is called my reason?
Yes.
Now, above reason?
Above reason. I don't know how to say it. Above reason is when I have a desire to cleave on to the upper one. And I am ready or willing to object my reason, and I feel elation in that. I feel, well, initially, should we say, I feel pleasantness in it. I feel a delight for my soul. However, due to me having received such state of certain adhesion, it is called as if a semen entered the womb, and now specifically I want to work. For the time being, egoistically, there are also the cements here against my reason. And in that, it is called that the embryo is growing within the womb. Yes.
So where is the reason of the upper one? The above reason, where do I look at? What do I long for?
You build it according to your reason, above your reason. Now you understand that all these disturbances are specifically given to you in order to build from that the shape of the upper one. That all the shape of the upper one, the shape of the Creator, you're building due to or from within the disturbances. Well, where would you build them from? The Creator has no form. Come and see. Whatever you'll do, you'll receive. Yes.
But the disturbances are above my reason.
Above your reason, and now you'll have to ascend, constantly working, until you'll build the first form, called the first patsuf, and these are ten sefirot. Hence, because it must be ten sefirot, yeah, the Creator is a complete form. It should be, a little, but complete. Hence, you need to work a lot here until you receive the result. Yes.
And what is the examination that we really do work above reason and not within reason, because it seems like there's a very thin line between them?
When a person starts, at least he sees that he has passion for the upper one to cleave on and fight with the evil in him, with his desires, with his thoughts, with all he has in this world, only in order to determine the upper reality that is the ruling, the important one, and it even determines everything that is here. Initially, it's rather egoistic. Well, it doesn't matter. It's there's a desire to go above reason. Yes.
Can we say that all the scripts that we're writing and what you're telling us, that is called the reality above reason?
Writing is called reality. I don't understand that.
I'm talking about the guidance that you give us every morning, and the guidance, let's say today we read an article of Rabash, he also directs us. That reality that you describe for us.
Only in order to cleave on above reason, and that is connect to the Elyon, at least in one point. Let's put it this way, as if to a ceiling in one point. I'm glued up, then I'm starting to shift through that connection. All kind of other discernments into there by me justifying the Creator in doing all the troubles, all the problems, and through them I can ascend to him. Yes.
What determines if we will be able to manage to go above reason?
You are building the upper world. There is no upper world other than what you are building.
What does it mean to build the upper world?
Whereby from the broken kelim you are... Well, you're building the upper light, but in your effort, as in these efforts, are turning each and every time more and more, how shall I put it? Well, you understanding, feeling. Yeah, conscious, aware that you're participating, that you're not just asking, rather there is incorporation in you. Yes, that's it. See that you're satisfied, that's good. Yes.
This inversion that is supposed to happen within a person that turns from the posterior to the anterior, is there a difference in the times we're in right now, which is a group of work that has the achoraim, posterior that turns into panim? Can you elaborate on this new time of...
It is impossible to cling on to above reason if you're not receiving support from the group. Then you are feeling that what you have received, the seemingly personal awakening. However, in order to cleave on, not from the personal awakening, rather from your own awakening, you must have the support of the group to hold you, to support you. Meaning as if you reach the ceiling, but because 9 friends are holding you. Yes. No, America.
The way that I understand it is that basically everything, every piece of advice can only be followed after you're in spiritual attainment.
כשאני מבין את זה, אפשר באמת ליישם את העצות רק אחרי שאתה בהשגה רוחנית.
כן, אבל זה שאנחנו לומדים מראש.
Yes, but the fact we study up front, it gives us a certain perspective, how shall I put it? Well, something, some vision ahead, although I'm not there yet, but what to long for, what manner. We are in a quite good state. We've been through good states. Yes.
So I find myself that, what I tell myself is that, basically, I'm doing manual things with my body, and I'm sitting with no feeling, waiting for something to open up.
בעצם יוצא שאני כאילו אומר עצמי שאני יושב פה ועושה דברים עם הגוף ומחכה שמשהו ייפתח.
Yes, you could put it this way, that you are doing all that is given to you to do, all you are feeling, with the hope that something would open up in the heart. The heart is entirely in such a tight, closed sack.
So, I mean, should you be somehow satisfied that you don't feel, that you're not feeling anything, you know, spiritually or emotionally or anything?
אז אתה צריך בעצם להיות מרוצה מזה שאתה לא מרגיש, לא מבחינת רגשית, לא רוחנית, לא מרגיש כלום? צריך להיות מרוצה מזה?
לא, לא, במרוצה.
Why? Why satisfied? I'm not satisfied from it at all. I want to be able to feel that the whole world is what I'm feeling within me. That the whole world is kind of a little round form, with all the universe and everything. When I'm within that vision, that sight, and a sight that is depicted in me only, and that sight is an initial one from which I need, onwards, I need to discover the real form. As if I was locked in some sphere, you know, quite small one. like a miserable, horrible one, all lie, all twisted, all we see the world, we understand it. This is something we understand, the extent to which it is not complete. And I want to see wholeness. That's if a person has that demand, then he realizes it and come to it. And we see more and more people in the world feeling that flaw in their life. That's their feeling. Well, beforehand they felt bad, they didn't judge it as bad. Because, this is life, what can we do? Now they're judging it and saying that, no, this is bad, meaning we do not agree to that form, to feel it like that. They want differently. Thus, this is a sign of us being ahead of a revolution in the perception. That's it.
One more, if I may.
So what does it mean? What does it mean from this horrible state to try to justify the Creator with no spiritual perception at all?
אז מה זה נקרא מתוך המצב הנוראי הזה להצדיק את הבורא כשאין לך שום תפיסה רוחנית?
זה ציירנו כאן בציור.
This is what we've depicted in this drawing. That I might be cleave on to my reason and live in it. Well, that's like all people.
זה נקרא חיים בהמיים.
So-called animalistic life. Yeah, the animal degree. I can be cleave on to a higher degree, right? Being above reason, long for it. I need to make efforts for that through the group, friends. Studying all that is possible so that I I'm making an effort to see the world in its complete form. How should it appear? Hence our dissemination, our studying, all kind of things always should be towards the right, towards wholeness. In that we are somewhat drawing a light upon us and gradually reaching a state that we are receiving beside our feelings of this world, all of a sudden we get a desire to cleave on to the upper one. This area which I'm drawing now in yellow, this area somewhat begin to feel that it exists, that it exists, and I want to belong to it. And when I receive the point of adhesion in it, it is considered that I'm entering the womb. And now my question is, how do I develop there? So it is said, you are developing there over your reason. Right? When you invert it into an opposite form, from Achoraim, posterior to Panim, interior. And this is called above reason. Why that degree, upper degree, is called above reason? And be called in some form of its own. No, it doesn't have a form of its own. It doesn't have its own level. Rather, only with respect to my reason. This is how it is, because spirituality has no form. No degrees, no ladder, nothing. We are building it out of ourselves.
כן.
Yes.
How can we put the covenant between us into this whole story?
I don't want to confuse you. I don't know if it's worthwhile. I said about it that should I live on, I must now support in order to grow, right? Each and every moment, I now need to grow as an embryo, 9 months of pregnancy, right? So for that, I need the group, work in the group, wholeness, potential wholeness, etc. Then I begin to add flesh. I am incapable of adding above this reason, with its disturbances and all its problems. That's not the form. The form is coming out of connection in the group, so that over and above all the problems and troubles I see, I'm building above it the connection in the group, and in the connected group, my spiritual body occurs. Then I begin to see that there's no friends here. It's my goof. Us advancing. That is felt, seeing, attained, thus performed. Towards that, we need to go. We need to head in that direction. So try and exert, and we'll be in it.
I identify two forms of efforts. On the one hand, you tell us that we are connected, already connected, in the upper degree. And on the other hand, we see that we're not, and we need to make an effort to connect.
Incorrect. I didn't say we are connected. I don't know what you want to build upon it, but well, continue nevertheless. No?
I heard you say during the lessons many times that the group is connected in the end of correction, and I don't see it this way. It's my fault.
Well, this is what we study.
So on the one hand, we make efforts to connect. We push ourselves to an action of called uniting. We're trying to unite between us. And on the other hand, there is the connected state which I don't see it like this for the moment.
Well?
So I want to ask about the correct form of effort that brings us more light. The fact that we want to connect, or we don't use our desire, but somehow we try to agree with your opinion that we are connected.
No way. We need to bring up the sum total of exertion in order to connect. The moment we put that exertion, we feel the old stuff that we were connected. But it isn't revealed to us. It is revealed once you putting all the necessary exertion. So on the one hand, everything exists and itself exists and end of correction, but when is it revealed? After the exertion you put, otherwise you won't have the power to face it in a corrected way. Yes.
Clearly we make an effort. I'm asking about the better form of exertion.
It's a connection. The fact I'm holding myself above reason, above my reason, and I'm wanting to be there in connection with everyone. I can't take the whole world into adhesion with the upper one at once, but through the group, through the society, I can do the initial state. I understand that I feel now that it doesn't settle in all those things together, as if here it's clear the work of man in his individual work without the group. It's below all my ego, above the opposite from the ego, and I am trying to be in above the ego. cleaving on to the Elyon. And where is the group here? And where is the studying and the teacher books? All that. It's however, well, we'll get used to it. Can't at once. Yes.
I want to ask about the form of work. We said that the purpose is connection, unity, and connection in the ten. Now let's say that everyone brings from himself this different readiness. And then what I want to ask is, how should I look at myself compared to everyone else? Let's say I want to connect in a level of the Ramchal duty or something like that. And let's say that in my time I'm ready to connect every once in a while, and others don't cooperate as much, let's say. So how should be my approach to others and to the amount of exertion that they're ready to put into it?
I didn't understand the question itself.
I'm saying...
Without saying, the question.
I have to push the other one forcefully. I need to treat him differently in order to connect, to push him forcefully or to give him the time that he needs.
No. Isn't clear.
He wants to ask, in the tents we have different people. Some are more and some are less ready or committed. They come to the lesson, they contribute. So how to treat different friends in the ten?
Those who are yet incapable being 100% as it should be, and for the time being they have such disturbances. They don't understand, the poor buggers, that there's further to where by what to complete their participation in order to advance. But the Creator, which arranges the tenth, tell you take them into account like everyone else.
Meaning to treat them equally, right?
Treat them equally. After time, they will change. Hopefully they'll change. And if not, then we'll see.
It doesn't weaken those who are more adhered to the ten?
No. Take them as equal. Accept them as equal. And every now and then we'll run an examination, say, like the Shabbat we did with restrictions. Yes, Danny.
Again, about the drawing. We try to open up our hearts to each other. We're supposed to break down the barriers between the hearts. Now, in which heart do I feel it? It's not within reason. It's not in my egoistically. If I feel close or far away from the friend, closeness or remoteness or love.
I don't know. First try and feel the upper one, cleave on to him. We need to accept everything in wholeness, as if you are in wholeness.
It's a tangible work to hold on to that point, but, and it's fine. There are rejections or feeling closer, but what is the final result? I want to feel in my heart that I really love him, or doesn't matter what, just as long as I cleave to him.
To whom?
The friend.
The friend you need to love like the Creator. So that within your ten, all in all, this group, the attitude towards it should be as to the Creator, because the Creator is revealed in the form of a group.
And when we say that we now come with the purpose to break down the walls between our hearts, so what does it mean? What should be the result of it?
Breaking the barriers, meaning that you want to cancel your evil inclination, your ego, and all the forms that it is in you.
And at the end I have to feel that I am in love with him?
It is one of the same, that you want to rise above reason. It's the same action.
I agree and work with that action, but perhaps at the end of the day I will still hate him, but I will still be above reason, above that hatred. The question is, at the end, should I understand that I have completed the degree and I really, really love him with all my heart and all my senses?
That would be revealed to you. That would be revealed. And every time, obviously, these are degrees. So what you've attained yesterday, today, considered as the opposite. From yesterday's scrutiny, today you see how much even more hating and terrible and distant. As usual, the degrees.
So eventually we can say that the thickness of the barrier in the walls between the friends is the result of the work above reason.
Also, there are, I don't know if it's worthwhile getting into the details, whereby in order to maintain adhesion with the upper one, I need to discover that I'm in need of avut. And then I truly begin to appreciate the group, which helped me being in the upper one, so that the group turned for me into the same umbilical cord or placenta that I am building to myself, my connection with the upper one. That should I nullify towards the group, I'm basically nullified towards the same place where I'm connected to the womb. I forgot how to say it. Placenta, shilia in Hebrew.
So to continue the drawing which you drew, so eventually the personal work is to do this ascent, but I cannot do that work without the avut, without the mutual guarantee. The work in the group only helps that, right?
The initial contact you receive with the upper one, as if you're alone. And then to grow, you must have the group, support, and many things.
Genbil.
How important would the three H's be in helping us achieve this?
איזה מידה שלושת ה-H עם התקללות, התפעלות והתבטלות חשובים כדי שנשיג את זה?
התפעלות?
התפעלות?
Impression, integration and nullification.
How much are they important for us to attain all of that?
These are the same qualities that tie us to the upper one. Obviously. Yes.
So what can we do to increase how we use those here, not only in our tens, but in the whole group?
אז מה אנחנו צריכים לעשות כדי להגביר את איך שאנחנו משתמשים בהם, לא רק בסירייה, אלא בכל הקבוצה?
שאנחנו כי מקבלים הרגשת השייכות לעליון.
When we get the sensation of belonging to the upper one, we begin to search how going above reason belong to the upper one, and by that we are feeling contentment, how not to disconnect from the Elyon, and here we need avut from the group, and the group from the group should come away also impression, elation, and nullification. Everything should come from the group. Again, I'm saying I'm yet finding it difficult or not so interested at the moment to finish the whole circuit, how did the group participate in it, because here it is on the part of the Elyon and the person, and it is yet to come, all right? Yuda? No? All right.
So you said that the first contact is a kind of individual work that a person has to reach adhesion with the upper one. The first point of adhesion.
It isn't individual work. There, what individualism is there with all that I'm responsible if it's all that is my vessel? What's individual or particular here? There's nothing particular in spirituality. Rather, one feel like that he's a small element of the whole of reality. And he must connect himself, the entire reality, and draw it towards the Creator. But that's only in order to explain ourselves a bit. And we are yet in a state whereby I can't explain individually that you think he's an individual and he thinks he's an individual, that everyone through his own individuality start connecting everyone towards the Creator. However, it doesn't settle in our osh. How could it be that I'm looking at everyone and it is all my kli, and each and every one of the friends or people in the world even looking at others as his own vessels, etc. And so it turns out 7 billion forms of reality that connects into one complete reality. I can't, well, it's difficult to explain in words. But it works out. Yes.
Every once in a while I hear from friends, and it hurts me to hear that they were insulted or offended from a friend years ago, and still they cannot connect to him and be in a vote with him, and they feel some resentfulness towards him. How can we solve that problem? What can you advise?
First and foremost, we need to clarify that thing, to whether it's correct, whether indeed it was so, and what caused it. A person need to try not only to cover and forget about it, rather if one was given from above to see it as such, and he need to scrutinize precisely what's going on with it, why was it so and where from, and then all the way. And because all things eventually are arranged for us along the path from above, intentionally then reach acceptance and compensation or acceptance. But we must come to it, because they cannot be in a group that there are people, I'm not talking work-wise, in the factory or something like that, right? That could be arguments, and but that too has to be very concrete with respect to something specific, and that's it. But not that it belongs to the connection. He who's in relation with others, that he, someone else repulses him, that's not good. That's a flaw in the group. Especially when occur among the ladies, but among the men too, and we need to work it, arrange it, resolve it rather. Well, that need to be sorted. Yes.
Recently, it feels that the group is going through acceleration, intensive acceleration.
Correct.
Very qualitative.
Check out what's going on with the world. We must accelerate even further.
I wanted to ask if you can describe in general manner the process that we're going through, where are we getting into, what should we expect, and what is required from us now?
We need to, as much as possible, as quickly as possible, reaching a state whereby, well, be standing on a spiritual degree, at least the initial degree, to have a certain foundation for us to be able to engage in bestowal without confusion, so that everyone would understand how to approach the public and how to ascend both directions, downwards and upwards. It is as we draw here in the drawing, beside reason, which in this drawing we spoke of the person. So accordingly, the entire world that join him, the group, the world. We need to very quickly improve ourselves. The world demands it to such degree, or to such manner that we have we yet to do steps ahead. We are not yet matching the situation and the pace by which the world advances. We must. I hope that we'll attain that. If you want, push ourselves forward, we'll receive a push from behind that is won't be so good. We have no choice. I'm pointing out to it because I take it as a something that fall upon us, and that's it. As a burden, we must come to a state that we indeed teach everyone where the world's face must be directed. You see what's going on in the world with confusion and mess and lack of hopefulness. They understand they are in helplessness. You'll see in Shavuot and the upcoming holidays what will happen throughout the entire world with the economical state and all that. That's something, the connection between the countries. All of a sudden we cut off, and we must very quickly reach a change. That's only through connection and what we've learned. Then we'll see. That's it. Well, we'll finish the Zohar here for the time being, and we'll move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson. But before we do, let's sing a song together.
את הפאזל כבר מרכיב והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית אם אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בך זורמים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית. קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית, קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית.